from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Hey, I want to thank Pete Prisco for coming on, spend a little bit of time with us. Little teaser, little NFL teaser. Here's the rookies, I believe, will be on the field today. Did you talk to Omar? I believe they checked in yesterday, and we'll be on the field a little bit for a little.
I did not. I leave Omar alone this time. I know he's going to be sad the next few days. So
why is that?
Because his freedom's ending. He gets bummed out at the start of this thing.
Well, so it's interesting talking to Pete. It is hard to three-peat. I know what Kansas City's getting ready to do in the Mahomes story. I'm not one quick to all of a sudden, I see every time we do this, the greatest of all time, and now we always do it. It's a Woody thing, too. We always do today's players, right? Put them right there at the top, and Mahomes is, you might be right, for people who put Mahomes behind Brady, without all the numbers, but you might be right. Some of the stuff he's doing, like he's moved up the ladder. I'm not ready to make him the second greatest quarterback of all time. But I got to tell you, three-peat has never been done in the day of Super Bowls. You got to go back to the Green Bay Packers, who won in 65 and 66. They wasn't Super Bowls back then. 67 it was, the first one, and that was the third straight championship for the Green Bay Packers, for the teams in the NFL back then. We're talking 57 years since it happened. There's a lot of reasons for it. You know, are those guys all working as hard in the offseason? Is it same thing? You get a little flat. You got everybody telling you how great you are. There's a lot. Staying healthy. But saying that, because that quarterback is so much better than everybody else, I understand. I watched Dan Orlovsky yesterday said, mark it down. Kansas City's going to three-peat it. Then he broke down. Your offensive line's better. They're going to be able to throw the ball down the field. Their offense really hasn't been that good. It's just good enough to win because of the plays that he makes. And
guys are saying anything this time of year, though, man. Yeah. He also said Devontae Adams is going to play on the Jets next year. This year, I guess I should say now. It's this year. So that was a guarantee Devontae Adams will play for the Jets.
He thinks Devontae Adams will be on the Jets for the start of this season.
Not the start, but he said he'll play at some point for the Jets. And then Devontae Adams' agent came out and said he's fine in Oakland. Vegas, sorry.
We all do that.
Yeah.
That's a late one, though. That's a late it's been a couple.
I know, it has been a couple. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I still call them the San Diego Chargers. That's the hardest one to break.
The problem is they don't change the logos or anything.
No. No.
Like, you get used to saying something for 30-something years of life, and it's like...
Both the Oakland and San Diego ones have been really hard.
The Commanders thing is still weird.
Oh, God, I forget
like,
it
that's
half the
time. Commanders? First of all, it's a bad name.
Jimmy and I looked at each other last year and said, listen, look at me, man. He goes, I know I'm going to say it at least five times. And I said, man, and I did it too.
Do you know all the new baseball ones?
We said
all the new politically correct baseball ones?
No, I don't. I forget those. Guardians.
Guardians is Cleveland.
That's a big change from Indians to Guardians.
Yeah. I don't know what Guardians means. You know what that is? It's like Guardians of the Galaxy.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But what's been harder, Oakland or San Diego?
Well, they changed the Rays. The Rays had to change.
Yeah.
They used to be the Devil Rays. You can't say Devil anymore.
You can't?
I don't know. Apparently not. So they're the Rays now. They're the more for the friendlier Rays, like how the Dolphin turned friendly.
We got to get rid of that logo. we got to get that old logo back, man. I know both of them.
I think it's the same animal. It's just friendlier sounding.
Yeah.
You know, Rays, Devil Rays, Rays.
We got to restructure. We want to see that Dolphin just a little pissed off. I know there's people out there creative enough to make that Dolphin that we have on everything right now. He just looks like...
He looks like the kind of
he's
Dolphin...
He's everybody's friend. He wants everybody to come up
like
to him
and feed
him.
If you go swim with the Dolphins,
yeah,
that's the kind
he's
of
the
guy you want in the water with you. Yeah.
Yeah, he's down in the Keys, one of those 17 different places you can go to pet a dolphin, swim with a dolphin. We need a guy a little pissed off. We need a little pissed off Dolphin. Got a little Larry Zonka face to him.
Can't do it anymore.
All right. We don't want anything.
We name all the teams. There's been a lot of name changes. I can't even. It's tough to keep track of them sometimes. But.
You know what? The other day, yeah, no, I've been stumped a few times. Where right off the top, I couldn't think of it. I had to go cheat and take a look. I couldn't.
The Guardians one is a little strange.
But I said Redskins, I'll bet five times. I'll bet Jimmy said it more. Kept going, oh, the Redskins. Oh, Commanders. That's a hard one to break.
Well, they changed their name twice, remember? They were the Washington
football
team. Yeah, they were
just Washington football team.
So they didn't change their name twice. They couldn't think of something in enough time.
I forgot about that one. That didn't help.
I don't know how that happens.
But I think the Charger one is the friggin' San Diego Chargers forever.
I'm trying to think of teams that have changed their name. Syracuse changed their name, remember? They used to be the Orangemen.
Yeah, what are they now?
Just the Orange. You're not allowed to say that
anymore. I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, because, you know, the men and women playing there.
Jeez,
so.
Woody. I'm not even aware of some of it. No. You got me with some stuff I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, listen, it is going to be fun to see what happens with everything. And listen, nobody's got a perfect team. No one. But starting a quarterback, if you're good, you got a chance. Because that allows you to win in a shootout. Or to win in a tight game with a guy that can take the ball on the last possession and march down the field and win it for you, just like Mahomes just did in the biggest game, right? Down three, makes a couple of great runs, wasn't even throwing it. I mean, he set them up on runs to win that game, and they did. So that was a crazy one. Anyway, hey, Pete Prisco brought up something else. You more worried about the offensive line than everything else?
I don't want to talk about the offensive line, man.
I'm tired of it, too.
I really don't care. That's another one of those care category because they were fine last year. I'm sure they'll be fine this year.
Thank you. That's how I feel. They're not top five, but they're fine.
I have many other concerns, Joe.
Thank you. With you.
The offensive line, I got to throw that into the I just don't want to talk about
no,
it.
No, I agree. It's been
column.
Yeah. And by the way, why should we after last year? Well, we had to throw the ball early. Well, whatever it was, it worked. Most of the time, it worked. And we played with nine different guys last year. So I'm with you, Woody. It's funny. Pete brought it. Well, you know it starts with the offensive line. Hey, Pete, man, I'm with everybody else. And if Teron, they know Teron could get hurt. The team's not sitting over there going, hey, Teron's going to play 17 games this year. Teron hasn't played 17 games in how many years now? They're already counting on Teron playing 13 or 14 games. That's why they got Kendall Lamb. That's why they drafted Patrick Paul. Keon Smith ain't going anywhere. They're already getting 10 guys ready. They're already, including a second-round pick. I don't think that's – I give you a good one, though. We haven't talked about because it's been so offensive. I'm curious to see what the defense is going to look like first month of the season. I want to know what the September defense is going to look like. A lot of new guys, and two of those guys could be out. I just did it to them. I just did what Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips get tired of hearing, that they're definitely not playing in September. And if Omar's right, I give Omar credit, though. Jalen Phillips is screaming at him at practice one day, and yet he comes and he writes about it again, what he just can't help himself. We got to go to break here. We want to jump in, and you can join us, by the way, as you know, on the text machine anytime you want. So let us know what your thoughts are. We do have more stuff to get to. I do want to take a second this morning to talk about a couple of guys I really, really like, and I think the world of, and I'm talking about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, lawyers who have been around for more than 33 years, man. You know, there's a lot of unhappy clients out there. I want to talk to you about broken promises. If you've been injured in an accident and hired a law firm that made all kinds of promises and we're going to stay with you and we're going to get you all this money, we're going to keep you updated on the whole thing as we go through the process, you're not alone. It happens. And you can make a change. Call Cohen and Judah for a free second opinion on your injury case. You can do that with Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah. Yeah, when you walk in, they don't have 42 attorneys. They walk in, shake your hand, and go, we got you. You're going to be dealing with us. Harvey and Gary will be taking care of you. The experience here in Plantation, working all of South Florida with big results, excellent client reviews. Yes, trial lawyers too. Check them out. They're not just a front man. They do all the dirty work for you too and will get you great results. That's CohenandJudah.com. Go to CohenandJudah.com. 866-FAIR-FEE. That's 866-324-7333 for Cohen.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And Judah.
All right, time for today's Stock Market Report, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Market opens in a couple minutes from now. Something happened in China. The market is not doing very well, but...
the market is the market.
Thank you, Tua.
He knows the market. He's hoping he gets to know that market a lot better. He's hoping to load up on that market when he gets a lot of money to invest and get a new contract, obviously.
People helped us out with those teams that have changed names, by the way.
What do you got?
Oklahoma City Thunder. Remember who they were?
Supersonics?
Yep.
You got that one.
Seattle's about ready to get a team again.
Yeah. The Pelicans, the New Orleans team changed. Like, they went to, I think they went over there. They went to Hornets. Then they were Pelicans
oh,
again.
Oh, yeah, now. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about that.
Because they
You're
were
right.
the Bobcats in Charlotte. Then they're the Hornets again. Someone said the Mighty Ducks. I think they probably got a fight with Disney, no?
Yes.
Now they're just the Ducks.
Right. No question. Yes.
This guy says Guardians has to do with the Hope Memorial Bridge that has Guardians carved into it.
I didn't know that.
I'm sure what that bridge is, but at a bridge in Cleveland.
A lot of this stuff I don't know. I know these names, some of them have been really hard for me to get used to. And I butchered. I must have said Redskins.
Yeah, but here's the thing. A lot of these teams,
year.
Like the Thunder, you know, the Pelicans or the Hornets or like the Ducks, like these teams have all, not the Ducks, but they've all changed their logos. So they look like a different team. The Raiders look like the exact same team.
By the way, some of these teams in sports right now, baseball, they're using colors that like, huh? You don't even look like the original uniforms, not even close. Like,
the uniforms last night were ugly for the All-Star game.
I think there's a lot of complaining from the players.
There's a lot of complaining going on in general with the MLB uniforms.
The commissioner said, we'll take care of it.
So, you know, Fanatics took over the MLB uniforms. They're about to take over the NHL uniforms.
Fanatics
there's been a lot of complaining.
Yeah, there's been a lot of complaining. Fanatics
tries to do a little bit too much, in my opinion. They got, they got gambling,
everything.
And they got cards and memorabilia.
Well, they own the card bit. So help me out real quickly. Fanatics now, they own Topps?
They do.
Is Topps still popular?
So Fanatics or Topps or whatever you want to call it, ended up getting all the licenses? How do you say multiple licenses? Anyway.
Whatever you want.
They got all the... those things for the leagues now. So Panini, who has...
What happened to them?
They're basically going to go out of business, I would think.
So they used to have... They stopped by Hollywood Collectibles. They drop off a big box, and people were like waiting there to pay like $1,000 for it.
Yeah, so they lost like all of them. So they're going to lose all the leagues to Topps. So Fanatics
so
essentially
what,
owns
so
everything.
What does everybody want to buy for all these top players? What kind of card?
Well, all right, so here's another issue that you have right now, right? Guys sign exclusive deals with Fanatics, right?
Well, so you got to get the card.
So,
it's still about the player.
But there's a reason why, like, if you were to buy an NBA product right now, a card product, you could not get a Wemby autograph. Wemby will not sign for Panini. So you would have to, like, he has signed cards, but he signed, like, Bowman, you know, like the college Bowman or whatever it was. Because Bowman is Topps. Like, Bowman is owned by Fanatics. So, like, he will only sign for them. Like, there are no Wemby autographs in Panini products.
So
you can buy their most expensive, whatever product you want. It will not be in there.
What does Fanatics not own card-wise right now for sports?
They don't own Panini at the moment, but that could change, I would think.
So Panini right now is just taking an ass whooping.
And I don't know how well Fanatics is doing on the gambling front. I imagine they're doing very poorly. But that was another weird thing. Like, why do you want to take on all the... Like, why do you want to become a casino when you're already dominating all this other stuff?
He just decided he can jump in every part of sports, apparently.
Yeah, like, that to me just doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, there's a lot of companies that are doing this gambling thing. They're doing a really good job with it, obviously, like the big companies. You know, you got DraftKings or FanDuel or... ESPN bet or
so
whatever,
I got to ask you this, and I'll leave you alone about these cards, because I got my grandsons. I want to get them some more cards here before this thing starts up. Because, you know, value. It's about rookies, right? The upside is which rookies do I? Is this rookie quarterbacks again that might play and be good?
Yeah, but like, here's the thing. I feel like these cards only have value at this current moment. Like, I don't think all these Wemby cards that are getting pulled and everything are going to hold up anywhere near like what they're trading for now. Like, if you could short the market on Wemby rookie
he's
cards,
such a freak and what he can
do.
But I
like,
think
let's be realistic, Joe.
He's playing in San Antonio, he's still popular.
Yeah, but let's be realistic with him. Like, what do you think are his expectations? First of all, he's probably not going to have the longest career ever, right?
I don't know.
Well, let's just be realistic. Like,
he's
probably not
going
to have that long of a career because of the way he's built, right? Do you really think he's going to win?
I think he can play till he's 30.
But do you think he's going to win 3, 4, 5 championships? Because his stuff is trading at prices of like LeBron stuff.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So, like, again, I just, you know, buy what you like, buy a player you like.
So let me ask you, Caleb Williams. Is that a hot card, Chicago?
Well, he hasn't played a down in the NFL yet.
Yeah,
so not necessarily, but he also doesn't have any NFL cards yet. College cards are not nearly as valuable as the NFL cards. They want, you know, his first cards in an NFL uniform.
Where are you going to have the Bears?
He played a snap yet.
So what, he is?
No, I understand. He will.
He signed a contract.
He hasn't even put on the jersey yet. So, like, when those cards start, the NFL cards are more desirable than the college cards. These guys all have plenty of college cards out. A lot of them through Tops.
So the Tops stuff, if it says Tops on it, like when I played, it was Tops. It hasn't lost its value.
Well, it was Tops up until,
have those cards lost their value?
Mid-2000s?
Like the Topps Merino cards and stuff like that?
No,
still...
a lot of that stuff is still very valuable.
Okay.
Like the LeBron rookie, the most desirable LeBron rookie is the Topps Chrome.
Topps what?
Topps Chrome rookie, which is the shinier looking of the two.
The high-end Topps card?
Yeah, so you have a regular Topps that's on like cardboard, right?
Yeah.
On regular paper. And you have the Chrome, which is on like an acetate or something.
Jeez,
or other.
Woody. You can get this card, but this one's really nice.
But that's like the 86 Fleer Jordan. Of like the comp to like that with LeBron would be like the Topps Chrome LeBron. That's like the most collectible LeBron rookie. Now, there's like really high-end LeBron rookies.
Jeez,
that have his autograph on them.
Why don't you buy a small store? Why don't you just get a store? Go get a store.
You already have stores that sell all this stuff.
No, I know, but tell them, hey, man.
Go buy it if you want. It's interesting, though. Like, the 86 Fleer Jordan is not a very rare car. There's a billion of them out there. It's just people want it. They want it in their collection. So the value stays up.
Yeah, but guys like you know that. Not everybody knows that.
That the card isn't rare?
Stuff. I don't know.
There's a lot of them out there, bro. There's a lot of that stuff made. Someone said Panini still has soccer. Great.
So a Messi card.
Messi stuff is valuable, sure. A Messi autograph card is going to run you probably starting around $700-800.
Inter Miami Messi card?
Yeah, you can get a signed. His stuff is in Topps Chrome. Topps Chrome has MLS.
Oh, jeez.
And regular Topps, they have MLS products. His card is nice, by the way. His Inter Miami card, really nice card. He has a few of them. They're all really cool. There's one from the original, like the paper Topps. It's got a bunch of goats on it, on the field.
You know
what's
cool. Amazing in this town, and probably not just this town, and I know we don't talk about them. As a matter of fact, did you say they're playing tonight? Inter Miami's playing tonight?
They are. Yeah, they are. No Messi.
No Messi, but the fact is, when it's all said and done, and he's on the downside of his career, he is still the big cat in this town, and... he would be in a lot of towns, right? A lot of towns. Maybe not Kansas City, but a lot of towns.
I don't know if that's a good thing, by the way, but that is kind of crazy that he is the most popular athlete in our city right now.
You see all the people? A lot of people are there because Messi. They're asking people that got in or didn't get in the other night. They're saying, came to see Messi.
Now, again, with that being said, Dolphins playing the AFC Championship game at Hard Rock Stadium. Tua will be the king of this city pretty quickly.
Hey, listen, man, there is no doubt about it. Not that I agree with you on a lot of things, but I will tell you, if Tua leads this team to the promised land, better known as deep into the playoffs right now, not the promised land, man, people, the Tua thing will change quickly. There's the two Tua thing. It's actually, I did this a couple days ago with somebody. Said, hey, man, I always get this. You get this, Woody? You're not on the air, so tell me the truth, what you think about Tua getting a contract. And the contract talk leads right to what you think of him.
Well, I just
what the pluses and minuses of Tua are.
But you've been very positive about things, and I think people see that you work for the team, and I'm not taking this as a shoddy. I really am not.
You're not perfect.
But you do work for the team, right? So like I think people think that, they're gonna get you off to the side and you're gonna be like, he sucks. I think he's terrible. I think we're finished. Like that's what people think you're gonna say to them.
He doesn't suck and he's not terrible.
I know,
you can't lead the league in that.
But you realize people believe that.
Yes.
And these people pull you aside and they go,
no, that's a
maybe
good point.
Joe can reinforce my beliefs that he's terrible. Like,
No, I
people
get it.
Believe that, and that's why they think that, because you work for the team and all that.
Well, he's not the best quarterback in football.
No, he's not close to it.
But
he should be good enough to get them
It's kind of like, I hear this a lot, like, what else do we have, Joe? I mean, for everybody who wants to get rid of Tua, what else do we have that's even close? What are you going to get? And by the way, what's guaranteed down the road what you're going to get? And I go, you're right. You're right. Now, my question is, can Tua, all those knocks on him, can he take care of him this year? Play well against the best teams, play well late in the year. You saw his numbers late. I don't need to tell everybody. His numbers weren't great at the end of the year with those teams, and they played some good teams. He's got to play better. And by the way, when one of those two guys are out on the outside, you still got to play well.
You know, it's funny you brought up that offensive line thing. I told you I don't want to talk about it anymore. This is another thing that would be really nice next offseason to have this discussion again about can we, you know, inch into the playoffs and win a game. Like, it would be nice to not have to have that conversation anymore.
They're not having it in Detroit anymore.
No.
By the way, there's the best example
Detroit
I can give
win
you.
The Super Bowl.
Detroit was
they got
30,
really close.
Detroit was 30-something years without winning a playoff game. Hell, most of the years they didn't even go to the playoffs, period, let alone losing the playoffs. Winning a playoff game, they owned it forever, known as one of the worst organizations in professional sports. Woody, how many rosters are better? And they should have been in a Super Bowl, you're right. Should have beat the 49ers.
I don't know, top five?
Talent-wise, on both sides, yeah, they're top
five. The funny
five.
Thing is, I don't know how good the Chiefs are. Like, their roster is, I mean, it's okay.
But
are they the best team in football? No. They weren't most of the year last year anyway.
I don't think their talent is as good as San Francisco.
It's not, but the problem becomes you get teams that do stupid stuff, like they put the ball in the guy's hand at the end of the game in the Super Bowl, or you get, you know, literally everything went wrong for Baltimore. Like, they couldn't have screwed that thing up worse.
I thought Buffalo had a good chance to get him.
Buffalo had a good chance.
At home?
All these teams had a good chance to get him.
I thought Baltimore had him. Like, that party's over for Kansas City.
The football gods favor Patrick Mahomes the same way they did Brady. And the ball just always seems to bounce their way.
It's not. It's more than that. It's not the luck thing.
Yeah,
Woody.
But they do
Woody,
get a lot not, of good
Woody,
bounces,
it's not
man.
Bounce. The game's
I'm not,
not
saying it's luck.
You're the only guy who comes out and says it's
I'm
luck
not
and bounce,
saying it's
the
luck,
right bounce.
But those things seem to go their way. What was it? That was the Super Bowl, right?
He
where they had,
to win.
I think it was the guy you were talking about earlier, Brandon Ayuk, was wide open in the end zone. Right?
Had to throw because somebody
and
got beat
they,
on a
yeah,
block.
So they rush. You know, Purdy gets rushed and he throws the ball to the wrong. They had a wide open touchdown.
But that's a great call by the defense. That defense is good. I just don't buy that luck.
But those things don't go our way. They never go our way.
We don't
explain that, Joe.
I will. Thank you. I'm glad you said that. We don't expect to win.
The Dolphins got a friendly bounce.
We don't expect to win. We're still learning how to win.
Oh, okay.
Well, how have we played in big games?
I don't know, man. I just like
no,
those
you
guys,
do know.
Those
you
guys,
see.
Brady, always seemed to bounce perfectly.
It's a bad
for
example,
him.
Though. Those guys expect to win. They walk out with Mahomes and Brady, and they expect to win.
Well, you think we go out there and the mentality of our team is like, well, we may lose this game.
We don't know. We don't know.
I don't believe in that.
Okay.
Needing to win to know how to win thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe in that. This is a completely different team.
You believe in luck, though.
But
you
they
believe
have
in
guys
right
on
balance.
This team that
it's
have won.
Like,
they
how
have
do you
guys
say
that have won on both
right,
sides of the football.
Say it. Luck. You're going to say. You just said it's
you're
luck in the right balance.
Luck with getting some good bounces. But the ball does tend to bounce well for those guys.
What the hell does that mean?
Watch the video of the Super Bowl and the games before with Mahomes.
So they just got lucky through all those games.
I'm not calling it
you
luck.
Make mistakes on the other team. Both those teams made mistakes, Baltimore and San Francisco. They made mistakes. They don't block it. They don't block it right.
That never happens to us. We're usually on the other side of those things.
We have not won against good teams. You're right. Or as you say, we haven't had the right
I'm just
bounces.
Trying to explain how a guy like Patrick Mahomes wins every single year with an inferior roster.
Well, first of all, the roster is not as bad as you think it is. He's not
their
winning by himself.
Their defense is pretty good. Their
go
defense
look
is very
at the
good.
Number.
Very
okay.
good. Sorry. Very good. But come on, Joe.
I mean, I don't mind you throw
we
out some
did.
Stuff.
How many
some
times?
Stats.
How many times did we say during the season, I don't think Patrick Mahomes can't do it with this group of bums?
I didn't think he could. I thought what he did in the regular season with the amount of drop balls from those guys that he played with, and then what he did, like a broken record, going to Buffalo, going to Baltimore, and then beating San Francisco, I would have lost a lot of money. I'd be calling the wife to tell her we got a little problem financially because I put it all. that somebody was going to beat Kansas City, and
well,
it didn't happen.
That's what you call a good lesson.
No,
that's
it's a
why
bad
you should
bounce.
Bet big on that.
I was waiting for you to tell me a bad bounce.
No, you just need to learn your lesson that you don't bet against Patrick Mahomes. Same way that 49ers learned a lesson, you don't give him the ball back with a chance to win.
Woody, you gutless, you know what? You would have done the same thing that they did and kicked a field goal and said, hey, Nick, you and the defense, you and Warner and the guys get one stop.
You got to find middle ground between what Shanahan did and what Dan Campbell did. It's got to be a middle ground.
Yeah, which
right?
one is it?
No, there's middle ground.
Just
right?
according to whoever
Campbell's
loses.
Campbell's just like, I'm just playing Madden. I'm just going to go for it.
Let's just go to break here with second guess head over here that whatever move you make, it doesn't work. He goes the other way. We'll be right back. He said he couldn't watch it for 100 years. He said he wouldn't watch it till we had Joe Theismann on the podcast.
Poor Bo.
And it really bothered him for a long time.
Here's a good text. 305 says, a punt, if it's against us, talking about the Dolphins, it goes out at the one-inch line. If it's against KC, it touches the pylon and goes as a touchback.
Oh, so now people are giving me examples of, thank you.
I mean.
First of all, Kansas City doesn't punt. They're marching down the field.
Their offense wasn't that great throughout most of the season, was it?
No, Mahomes just said, he goes, we got to be a lot better on offense. Our poor defense. You guys ought to be talking to those other guys over there that you don't know who they are, except the guy playing defensive tackle. They got a bunch of really good dudes and an unbelievable coordinator on the defensive side of the ball. You should be talking to them. They carried us.
When things keep happening to the same person or team, it's the extra efforts and time great players put in studying. I do agree with that. 954 says, karma is real. Just ask the Colombian fans.
Mm.
They did suffer a tough loss after the incident.
I'm tired of talking about that.
Yeah, that needs to
talking. I saw the kid was talking yesterday. I started to write it down. I didn't even do it. You see him justifying his dad.
No, I don't. I'm not into that. Any of that stuff.
It was okay. I said so. So he goes, we had the right credentials, and I was like, okay, you had the right credentials. So the guy said, no, I get it. You're upset, so you punch him.
So
you hit him.
The better you are, the luckier you get. That could be real. That could be true.
That's true. I agree with that.
But that's basically what I've been saying.
No, it's not what you're saying. You just throw out.
It needs an explanation. Why these guys always win. And like I watch these shows like Receiver,
yeah.
And you see these really, really, really good football players, and it's like they just can't win. It's like impossible for them to win. So it needs an explanation why it's so easy for like Patrick Mahomes to win every year.
You make it sound like when the Dolphins fumble a ball, they always lose it, but when Kansas City fumbles a ball or New England, they used to always get it back. That's what you sound like.
We'll have to look at the turnover margin. Is that what they call it?
Takeaway, giveaway, takeaway.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen.
Are we not good at that?
We're
going to win the turnover battle. Okay. I feel like you do say that before games.
Everybody does. Except Kansas.
The keys to the game.
Except Buffalo. Didn't Buffalo turn the ball over a ton against us in that last game?
And they still won.
But we weren't expecting a return for a touchdown. Surprise. Whew, that's going to do it for this show. You want to take it back one more time? You didn't say lucky?
I didn't.
Really?
I just think certain people are.
You pretty much said lucky. All right, that's going to do it for our show. I'm done with this. He said he couldn't watch it for 100 years. He said he wouldn't watch it till we had Joe Theismann on the podcast.
Poor Bo.
And it really bothered him for a long time.
Here's a good text. 305 says, a punt, if it's against us, talking about the Dolphins, it goes out at the one-inch line. If it's against KC, it touches the pylon and goes as a touchback.
Oh, so now people are giving me examples of, thank you.
I mean.
First of all, Kansas City doesn't punt. They're marching down the field.
Their offense wasn't that great throughout most of the season, was it?
No, Mahomes just said, he goes, we got to be a lot better on offense. Our poor defense. You guys ought to be talking to those other guys over there that you don't know who they are, except the guy playing defensive tackle. They got a bunch of really good dudes and an unbelievable coordinator on the defensive side of the ball. You should be talking to them. They carried us.
When things keep happening to the same person or team, it's the extra efforts and time great players put in studying. I do agree with that. 954 says, karma is real. Just ask the Colombian fans.
Mm.
They did suffer a tough loss after the incident.
I'm tired of talking about that. Yeah, that needs to talking. I saw the kid was talking yesterday. I started to write it down. I didn't even do it. You see him justifying his dad?
No, I don't. I'm not into that, any of that stuff.
It was okay. I said, so he goes, we had the right credentials. And I was like, okay, you had the right credentials. So the guy said, no, I get it. You're upset. So you punch him?
So
you hit him?
The better you are, the luckier you get. That could be real. That could be true.
That's true. I agree with that.
But that's basically what I've been saying.
No, it's not what you're saying. You just throw out.
It needs an explanation why these guys always win. And, like, I watch these shows like Receiver,
yeah.
And you see these really, really, really good football players, and it's like they just can't win. It's, like, impossible for them to win. So it needs an explanation why it's so easy for, like, Patrick Mahomes to win every year.
You make it sound like when the Dolphins fumble a ball, they always lose it, but when Kansas City fumbles a ball or New England, they used to always get it back. That's what you sound like.
We'll have to look at the turnover margin. Is that what they call it?
Takeaway, giveaway, takeaway.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen.
Are we not good at that?
We're
going to win the turnover battle. Okay. I feel like you do say that before games.
Everybody does. Except Kansas.
The keys to the game.
Except Buffalo. Didn't Buffalo turn the ball over a ton against us in that last game?
And they still won.
But we weren't expecting a return for a touchdown. Surprise. Whew, that's going to do it for this show. You want to take it back one more time? You didn't say lucky?
I didn't.
Really?
I just think certain people are...
pretty much said lucky. All right, that's going to do it for our show. I'm done with this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.